I wanted to share with you another nugget, golden nugget of truth that I had just studied in my Bible reading, and it blessed my heart, and I thought it might be of encouragement and blessing to you in obeying the word of the Lord. I was reading in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, and I read these words that God spoke concerning Israel and their obeying His laws and His statutes and His instruction. In verse 6 He says, "Therefore be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, 'Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.'" As those words were spoken concerning Israel, they were also spoken concerning the United States of America when she was walking in obedience to the Word of God, when she was honoring God as Israel was honoring God. Here Moses was instructing them to observe God's Word. And Moses, chapter 5 of Deuteronomy, verse 1, called all Israel and said to them, "Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your hearing today, that you may learn them and be careful to observe them." And then he begins to give this covenant that God made with Israel. Now, a covenant is a strong binding agreement between two parties or two individuals or two groups, and it is a binding agreement that will bring blessing or trouble according to whether it's obeyed or broken. And so verse 2 says, "The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb," which is another name for Mount Sinai. "The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive. The Lord talked with you face to face on the mountain from the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at that time to declare to you the word of the Lord, for you were afraid because of the fire, and you did not go up the mountain. He said, 'I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, and showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments.'" Beloved, Dr. Adrian Rogers quoted something that I think is worth repeating. He said, "God is not some cosmic killjoy every time he says, 'Thou shalt not.' He's simply saying, 'Don't hurt yourself.' And every time he says, 'Thou shalt,' he's saying, 'Help yourself to happiness.'" Did you know, beloved, that's the truth? In verse 11, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." Then God spoke to them about the Sabbath day, a special day of rest in which they honored the Lord and set aside that time to meditate and think upon him. And then He turned from man's relationship to God in the first four commandments, and he dealt with man's relationship to other human beings in the last of the Ten Commandments. In these last six, verse 16, honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Number six, you shall not murder. Verse 18, you shall not commit adultery. Verse 19, you shall not steal. Verse 20, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Verse 21, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, his male servant, his female servant, his ox, his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. These were the basic guidelines and commandments that God gave to Israel, which also are given to the whole human race if we would have God's blessings upon us. These basic laws Christ summed up in the New Testament: thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He said, in these hangs the whole law. And it does, beloved. It's the law upon which our nation was founded in the beginning, in our Constitution, in the writing of it. But there has come along in these latter days ungodly people who hate the Word of God and hate the truth, and they have tried to make us believe in the separation of church and state, that it comes from the Constitution. But it's a lie. It does not come from the Constitution of the United States of America. It was a statement that was written to a church by Thomas Jefferson, one of the presidents of the United States. But it is not in our Constitution. But we have been told this over and over and over again. And there's an old proverb that the more you repeat something, the more it begins to be believed. And this is what has occurred, so that many people now in the United States of America think that this is a part of our Constitution, which it is not. And thus, the United States of America is beginning to reap the results of her turning from these basic truths which God gave for the benefit of a nation. And thus we see judgment coming upon the United States of America more and more. Any nation that will turn from the eternal God and His basic guidelines for the good of humanity will reap the judgment that comes as a result. Something that God does not have to do, it's something that comes as a direct result of disobeying God. These 10 guidelines, God was saying, don't hurt yourself. To break these guidelines will destroy happiness, will destroy the blessings that could be yours if you would observe them and if you would obey them. And thus in our nation, signs have to be put up in stores now: shoplifting is a crime, when the Ten Commandments clearly states, thou shalt not steal. We see that adultery is being promoted over the television and the movies of the United States of America. It's being promoted as an acceptable practice, when, beloved, it brings heartache, it brings grief, it brings sorrow, and it is destroying the very fabric of the homes of America and of any nation who will not accept the guidelines that are basic truths for the benefit of the human race. And thus we see these laws of God being broken. We see sin abounding, and we're reaping the consequences. We've sown the wind, and we're reaping the whirlwind. Oh, beloved, that we would obey Almighty God, that we would do what God tells us to do, that we would allow these basic guidelines that God gave for the benefit of His people to be a reality in our land today. In Washington, D.C., many of these statements are seen engraved in stone, but they are being scorned and laughed at and ridiculed by our leaders, and we're seeing judgment coming upon our nation, and we're seeing our nation's moral fabric crumble and fall apart and become unwoven as man is turning away from the basic principles that God has given for the benefit of the human race and thus suffering the consequences. Beloved, this is a golden nugget of truth. But to scorn and to disobey it, to cast it aside, is bringing grief and heartache and sorrow and trouble and eventually complete destruction of a nation that once feared and reverenced and honored Almighty God. A nugget, a golden nugget of truth for your meditation. Goodbye.